Good morning. Good to have you along with us. Today's program originally set to air August 4th and 5th, year of our Lord 2024. Good to have you along with us this Sunday or Monday morning, whichever the case may be. We'll be in Mark chapter 12 in just a moment. We look to the National Day calendar. The first Sunday in August is always National Sisters Day, American Family Day, and National Friendship Day. Today also happens to be National Coast Guard Day, and I knew they'd have to get a silly one in there, National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and I can go along with that. August the 5th, National Oyster Day, and National Work Like a Dog Day. So, if you work like my dogs, you'll stay up barking all night and sleep all day, but that's a little bit different, I think, than what the meaning implies there. It is, and I thought about this and thinking about National Work Like a Dog Day, it is time for me to start reminding you that it is back to school time. Now, Magnolia has actually already started back a week or so ago. They've gone to a year-round program, and, you know, whether we like that or not, it appears to be the way that things are moving. We'll just have to wait and see. Our local schools, Holt, Prescott, Garrett, Nevada, Blevins, as far as I know, they will all start back on August the 12th. So be on the lookout. School buses, young children, people getting ready to go back to school. Hey, I said we were in Mark chapter 12, and that's where we're going to be. Mark chapter 12, if you will remember, the last time we met together, Jesus was met with hostility, challenged about whether or not we should pay taxes, challenged about whether or not his doctrine of the resurrection was true, the last by the Sadducees who said they believed in God, but they thought this life was all there was, so they were sad, you see. You know, it's not a lot of fun to be attacked, have people questioning you and just trying to pick you apart intellectually and this type of thing. Today, the scene changes a little bit, and that's the reason I wanted to review. You've got these people attacking Jesus, and then we come to verse 28. It says, and one of the scribes came, and you know, with just reading that, you could think, well, you know, here's another guy just trying to get to Jesus. It says, and one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And there is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love the Lord, and to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the soul and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that durst ask him any questions. Now, I'm bad about saying at the beginning of my messages, many times I say, well, you know, this is some of my favorite scripture. Well, as I read this, there's definitely some scripture here that stand out to me. And definitely some things that I think we need to take to heart. You know, in the last, I'll even say the last few weeks, but over the course of just being in the ministry, I've been attacked very little. I've had some come at me and ask me questions that were trying to get you to fall and this type of thing, and it's really better when you can tell they don't like you when they start, than it is if they try to trick you. And I've had extremely little of that, if any at all, but I've also had people come to me with open, honest questions. They didn't know. They said, well, you know, Neil, why do you believe this or why do you believe that? And it's actually incredibly refreshing to see someone who has their doubts or who doesn't understand but wants to. And you know, we don't challenge anything else the way that we challenge the Bible, at least not in my life. One of the things that I've talked about in the last year, never thought about it before, but, you know, growing up, I didn't see too much of this, but as I became an adult, I've become aware that a good many women don't like the Bible. They say, oh, the Bible says this about women. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, you look at the world, and everywhere that the Bible has been accepted, women have done well. And I don't even like saying it like that because I don't think I'm any better than anybody else, especially a woman. I'm thankful for the mother that bare me. But, you know, you look at the countries that are basically a Christian-based country or at least knowledgeable of the Bible, and women can do whatever they want to do. But you look at the countries that have not accepted the Scripture. Look at the Islamic countries and this type of thing. People don't have the rights that we have here in America or that other countries who have accepted the Bible have. Now, here's a man. He comes to Jesus and he sees Jesus being attacked. He comes to Jesus and he says, What's the greatest commandment? Jesus said, love God. I'm just going to paraphrase and say with everything you've got. And this reminds me of a time early on in my ministry that I had a lady come to me. And she said, well, my pastor said the first commandment is to love God. And she said the three or four things he said. And I sat there thinking, well, you know, I'd have to go back and look. You know, Matthew might use a different word than Mark. But she said, I just don't think that's right. And I sat there thinking, well, I think maybe it is. And I went back and looked, and I think her pastor was right. Now, you know, may have been a personal issue there. I don't know what the case might have been. But the number one thing we need to do is love God. And Jesus went ahead and gave him another one and said, you know, second commandment is love your neighbor like yourself. I have jokingly over the years said the way to make that one easier is what? Love yourself less. People in our world today say, you know, you got to love yourself. I think most people do. There are people out there that have trouble with self-esteem and this type of thing. I get it. But I don't think that's the majority. Love our neighbor. And I'll tell you this, if you love your neighbor and love God, you probably won't have quite as much trouble with that self-esteem. And the man heard Jesus and said, you know what, Jesus, you're right. Jesus, and this is a, I don't want to go negatively with this. And when Jesus saw, this is verse 34. When Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Now, you know, I could take that verse, and I probably have in times past, and flip the coin on it, if you know what I'm saying. If you're not far from the kingdom of God, you're not in, right? And so I get that. But Jesus is saying this man is headed in the right direction. And he's not running him off. He's welcoming him in. He's saying, come to me. You know, he's not taking this guy and saying, well, you know, you're close, but that's not good enough. And I know it's a great white throne of judgment. If your name's not on the roll, it's too late. I get that totally and wholeheartedly. But here Jesus looks at a man who is sincerely seeking him, says, you know what, you're not far away. There may be some in our lives that are not far away. They're right there, and they're looking in the right direction. And friends, I believe what we need to do is we need to give them that same welcome. We need to give them that same pull, that same push, whatever the case may be, to let them know that there's room in the kingdom of heaven for them as well. I want to get through verse 37 today. In verse 35, we read, it says, "And Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord, and whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly." Now, let's go back to this thing. And here again, we didn't read all this scripture today, but Jesus has been under attack verbally. I mean, they have come at him. They're trying to disprove him. They're trying to discredit him. There are places that they say, you know, what authority have you got to do these things, to say these things, whatever the case may be. I'm not sure about verses 35 and 6, talking about David and you know, the Lord said unto my Lord. And I say that. I understand that the Holy Spirit inspired David to write this and this type of thing. And you might get into a whole intellectual or theological discussion about all this. But guys, I'm going to tell you something. The end of verse 37 has stood out to me for years. The common people heard him gladly. Several years ago, there was a songwriter, a singer named Bobby Bear. Now, Bobby Bear was pretty popular for a little while. And while he was popular, he sang a song, "If you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose." And the common people had nothing to lose. Now, I can't quote all the lyrics to Bobby Bear's song here this morning, I won't. I'll just say it like that. Some of them weren't, I don't think, appropriate for today's program. But the title is, if you don't have anything, you don't have anything to lose. And people, and we've talked about this in recent weeks, you know, the people who have things are the ones who have trouble coming to Jesus because they're afraid of what it's going to cost them. Adrian Rogers said, "If you don't know what you really got, you add up all the things that money can't buy and that don't cost you anything, and that's what you've really got." Yeah. The love of your family, the care of someone else, or whatever the case might be, that's all you've really got in this world. The rest of these things are just things that they came into our hand, and at some point in time, we'll leave them behind. I've said a time or two over the years, and I'm thankful for the place in this world that I am. And there are men that have took care of this land and the generations before me, and I'm not discrediting them in any way. But basically all that's left behind is some rusted barbed wire and some rotten posts. It only lasts a little while. I mean, the things of this life are so temporary. These people that didn't have those things listened to Jesus. And they heard of a world to come, and they heard of a love that God had for them that they had never realized before. You know, friends, I want to tell you, when that trumpet sounds, I want to be one of those that knows that when the roll is called up yonder, my name will be found. The Bible says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening this morning. Lord willing, we'll be back next week. God bless you, God bless America, and God bless Israel today as well.